You're tuned into Talking Business with Beverly, the show designed to provide entrepreneurs with clarity around their overall business through mind, body, and soul. Join our host, Beverly Wolfhauer, as she explores the latest business trends to help you grow your business.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Business with Beverly. I am your host and business strategist, Beverly Wolfhauer. Thank you so much for joining us as we support you, the entrepreneur, in getting the clarity needed to create the time and financial freedom in your business. And so we do this by not only addressing your business needs, but also your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, and relationship needs as well. And now join me in welcoming Kendra J. Lewis to the show. Hello, Kendra. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Beverly. I am so excited to be here.
Yes. And you guys, when I tell you, I have brought Kendra on. Kendra, she is the boss architect. And so when I tell you, she's absolutely amazing when it comes to helping you establish business credit. And so you guys, of course, as entrepreneurs, we should not be funding our business with personal credit. So I have brought Kendra on to share her vast knowledge when it comes to establishing business credit. So just using business credit to actually launch and grow your business. So Kendra, I know the listeners are eager. I always tell them, you guys, make sure you have paper and pencil. And so, Kendra, before we actually dive into the conversation, I love to play this game with my guests where I ask them three random questions. So, Kendra, are you game to play the game?
I am always game to play the game.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so, Kendra, are you a morning person or a night person?
Ooh, I am a night person that is trying to become a morning person.
Kendra, I don't know, baby. Look, she's like, she's trying to turn over a new leaf, but she don't know. Okay.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf.
I love it. And so, Kendra, if you could be any animal, what would you be?
Oh, I would be a peacock.
Did she say out of all the animals? Yeah, look, break that down for me, because this is the first time I've ever heard a peacock. So break that one down for me.
Okay, I would be a peacock. Because when you think about, like, when people see peacocks, they just kind of move out the way and let them strut their stuff. Right? And so, I just kind of want to be able for people to, like, move out the way and just let me strut my stuff. And get
I
stuff
love
done.
It. I knew she was going to have a good reason. I knew she would. Okay, and then the last one. Do you prefer the beach or the mountains?
That is a tough one. I am going to say the beach, with the mountains being a close second. I used to think I was a beach person all of the way, but I had the opportunity to live in Colorado Springs, and I absolutely fell in love with the mountains. So I guess I am a beach person who is slowly being converted into a mountain person.
I love this. I love this. All this conversion she's going through. She was like, she's trying to convert from the night to the morning, from the beach to the mountain. I love it, Kendra.
It's all about evolution.
Yes, I love it. As entrepreneurs, being able to pivot, I get it.
So, cool.
Kendra, yes, let's go ahead and dive on into this conversation. So, Kendra, just tell our listeners just a little bit more about your business and what you do.
Sure. So I run a company called The Boss Architect. I also call myself The Boss Architect. And basically the premise of the company is based on, we are not just building businesses, we are building bosses. And the business is based on bringing the concepts of strategy together with the concepts of funding in order to help businesses launch, grow, and scale, and ultimately be sustainable enterprises. So we focus on getting people business credit, keeping people's personal credit and their personal finances from being tied up in their businesses, and then we also show them how to invest the funds that they are getting for their business wisely in order to grow their businesses.
Didn't I tell you guys, I told y'all she was amazing, right? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm the person that will say, I told you so. I am that person. So, Kendra, I am so excited to dive on into this. So kind of tell us, how in the world did you get started with?
Sure. So I guess this is on the topic of evolution, I guess, that we had when we were playing the game. I started working with small businesses a long time ago. So I actually grew up career-wise in banking and finance. I was a small business lending specialist. So, if you were to go into a bank, I was the lady who was sitting at the desk, like, handing out business loans. And what I realized, a lot of people who came to me to get business loans, they just weren't ready for funding. Mm-hmm. They had business ideas. They had all these, things jumbled up in their heads, but really kind of no business plan, no business structure. So I had an aha moment about 14 years ago now, while I was still working in banking, to open up a business as a side hustle to help those business owners who had these jumbled up ideas actually mm-hmm. create a structure and launch their business. And then I would take them back to the bank and help them get funded. So this started out a long time ago as a side mm-hmm. hustle. What quickly, it grew into a six-figure side hustle. And mm-hmm. so I was like, I'm onto something here, mm-hmm. right? So as I started to evolve in my business and I started to then focus more on the strategic piece, because I had taken businesses from launch, actually from concept then to mm-hmm. launch, and my businesses grew with me. So I now had a portfolio of business owners who were in that growth stage now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow. I have to evolve to help my business owners. So I actually went back to B school, got my MBA, wanted to learn more about how to help businesses grow. And from that kind of jumping off point, I started doing some of the same consulting I was doing with small businesses mm-hmm. with Fortune 500 companies as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how I wow. actually got here was taking that experience that I now had with small businesses, taking that experience that I had with finance, taking that experience that I had with these Fortune 500 companies, and kind of bubbling that up all into one company to help small business owners using the same tactics and strategies for funding that we do for Fortune 500 companies.
I love it. I love it. And the fact, I hope you guys heard her. She took her experience that she had from school, from college, from her early career, and kind of used that because she had the strength, she had the skill set and all that, and then she rolled it into something that was hers, and then took that skill set and said, you know what, let me do some consulting with these larger corporations as well. Kendra, I'm loving everything you're saying right now.
Thank you.
Now, okay, so you kind of gave us, like, the glamorous side of it. I started this side business, made it into six figures, boom, and here I am. But I know that there had to have been some challenges, and maybe it's just me. I don't know. But, Kendra, share a couple of challenges with us that you had kind of getting this thing going.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So I think the one thing that the challenge that I had back when I first started is the same challenge that I had when I kind of rebranded into the Boss Architect. It was first getting out of my own way and doing mm-hmm. negative self-talk that I had. So I had gotten used to working behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I have been the person, and a lot of people would not know this, that a lot of large companies would call in when they needed to call in the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've always been the girl that worked behind the scenes. And so for me, when I decided to kind of step out of the shadows, I had all of this negative self-talk that said, like, what are people going to say about you? Like, you're not an expert in your field. You're not capable of doing this. Like, I had to deal with imposter syndrome for a long time, even though it was ridiculous for me to think that way.
Right? Wow.
Even though it was ridiculous.
When I tell you, I promise you, as they're listening, they're like bobbing their head like, yeah, because we can have all the skill, all the talent, all the receipts, as they say, and still you have that thing in your head. Well, okay, who's going to listen to me? Wait a minute. So, Kendra, first of all, thank you for sharing that so that others will know it's not just them. So
no,
what did you kind of
sure.
do to overcome that? Like, how did you overcome that imposter syndrome?
I think I had to be willing to just be vulnerable and take whatever was going to be dished out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So even though I still dealt with imposter syndrome, right, mm-hmm. and still had this negative self-talk in my head, I just said, like, let's do this and see what's going to happen. And either people are going to like it or they're going to rip me a new one. But mm-hmm. either way, like, no regrets.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
And it is what it is. And I have to remind myself that daily.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. Okay. Yeah, that's actually what I was getting ready to ask, because sometimes people feel like it just goes away. But you're saying it never really goes away, like it's a daily thing you have to kind of combat.
it's a daily thing for sure. Like, and I, as I work on my growth and development constantly, like I'm reading a book now called The Perfect Day Formula, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just really about being intentional about the things that you do every day, because you don't want to leave anything up to chance. Right. And so for me, having those affirmations and like beating up that negative self-talk is something that I have to practice every single day, because when basically the world is your stage, like that opens up a lot of good, but it opens up a lot of negativity that can come your way as well. So if you're not whole, if you're not right, with it's going to open up a lot of other myths that you don't need to be dealing with as a business owner or just a human being.
Period. I love that. Oh, my God, Kendra, this makes so much sense, because I think a lot of times, not I think, I know, we both know, you know, when people go into this entrepreneurial space, you know, they're amazing at what it is that they do, but sometimes they don't take into account all the other, the business pieces that go into it, and then just like you said, that mindset stuff that you have to deal with on a daily. And so now say the title of that book again so people can write that down. What did you say the name of the book again was?
It is called The Perfect Day Formula.
Okay, perfect. The Perfect Day Formula. I love that. Okay, so now, Kendra, you kind of talked about how, okay, you got started, because a lot of us, you know, we're working full-time and we start our thing on the side. And then you said that quickly transitioned into a six-figure business. And then, you know, you realize, okay, wait a minute. Hey, I'm on to something here. You know, not only can I support the small business owner, I can also do the corporate. You know, they were calling you to do this. For you, what was that decision or that point you got to where you kind of said, you know what, it's now time for me to kind of step into this on my own, and you kind of let the 9-to-5 go? Because there's some 9-to-5ers that are listening and they're just like, when do I let it go? So we're going to talk to the expert that deals with the funding as well to kind of let us know, when did you decide to make that transition into your business full time?
I think honestly, like, I still consider myself not being full time, even though I am, but I still consider it, because I still work with large companies. People that know me know, like, I still work with Target. I still do a lot of things. So I still don't feel like I'm fully an owner of my time, if that makes sense. It makes sense. Yeah, right? So for me, I will tell you, like, I still struggle with that. But when I knew it was time, honestly, is when I had a sustainable and repeatable way of generating income for my business. And that goes back to what we were talking about, like being intentional and having that perfect day formula, like being intentional every day in everything that you do. Because if you can do something one time, like if I would have just said, I made that six-figure, you know, side hustle thing happen once, that's great. I was lucky. That's not a repeatable process.
But
where I know I can always generate a certain amount of leads, I can always generate a certain amount of sales, I can always convert a certain amount of people, then I am comfortable with, you know, not having to depend on any other source of income.
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, we might just be able to end the conversation right here, because Kendra just said a mouthful there. And, you know, being able, repeatable and sustainable, because I feel like sometimes, you know, people walk away before it's time. And when I say before it's time, this is barring God telling you to walk, because sometimes God tells you to move and you move. But, you know, for some of us, it's like we kind of walk away from it prematurely. So just like, I love what you just said with that, Kendra, sustainable and repeatable, because it's like, okay, I did this and I was able to, you know, to sell this or do this, but hey, can I do this again? And I love what you said too, you know, knowing when you go into a month or whatever, okay, I know I should be able to draw this number of leads, be able to convert this number, have this number of sales, and have that kind of like baseline, and then being comfortable with that baseline.
For sure.
Kendra, I'm telling you, I just love when other people, I'm just like, look, you guys, look, I'm bringing in the experts, listen to them, listen to this woman.
We're vibing.
Yes, 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 yes. And you guys, we, Yeah, and we haven't even dove into the heart of the conversation about some of it. She's going to drop a couple of tips. And, y'all, she can't give us everything, but she's going to just drop a couple of tips when it comes to helping us establish business credit. And so, Kendra, we are going to continue this conversation right after these messages.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more Talking Business with Beverly. Norma McClatchlin is a certified master coach and the CEO/founder of Chosen Path Christian Coaching. The Free to Choose Forgiveness documentary has a call for forgiveness stories. If you have a story that will provide hope and freedom for those held in bondage of unforgiveness, we want to hear from you. Email your 10-minute high-quality video of you telling your story to firstladynorma@gmail.com. That's firstladynorma@gmail.com. Rachel Christina's Christian coaching firm focuses on women who are looking to solidify their identity, unlock their purpose, and unleash their authority as a kingdom ambassador. The Lifestyle Cleanse program focuses on identifying toxic behaviors and thought processes hindering your growth. The program will plant new seeds of truth and promise from the Word of God. To learn more, visit calendly.com/IamRachel. That's calendly.com/IamRachel. Are you ready to become the extraordinary leader who fulfills God's plan and purpose for your life? At JW Smith, we offer a transformational virtual 5-month Leading on Purpose coaching and development program. We can help you discover your purpose, turbocharge your influence, and enhance your leadership presence. To learn more, visit www.jwsmithassociates.com. That's www.jwsmithassociates.com. Are you a woman who is ready to reclaim your she power so that you can become more bold, fierce, and free? Kimberly Brown, the Worth Specialist, can help you. My Power of Self program is designed to help individuals do just that. To learn more, visit calendly.com/CoachKimmyB. That's calendly.com/CoachKimmyB.
Hello, and welcome back to Talking Business with Beverly. I am your host and business strategist, Beverly Wathauer. And so before the break, we were having an amazing conversation with Kendra J. Lewis, and she's known as the Boss Architect. And so she is all about helping you, you know, get your business going right and being able to secure business credit. So Kendra kind of shared her journey of how she got to this space. And so now, Kendra, I just want to kind of talk about, you know, why business credit, the importance of it, you know, some things that we can kind of do to help us get started when it comes to establishing business credit. So, Kendra, to get us started, why is it important for businesses to establish business credit?
Sure. So if we go to some statistics, right, if you think in the first couple of years, like there's such a high failure rate for small businesses. And if you think in a 5-year time span, 3 out of every 4 businesses that were started are going to be shut down within a 5-year time span. So when you think about those statistics and then you start digging into the reasons why, the number one reason is, you know, lack of management experience, poor leadership, poor business planning. That's kind of the first thing. But the second biggest reason that businesses fail is for lack of funding. It is such a huge, not only kind of, it's a huge basically component of your business to have access to capital. And, you know, you can be making the most money in the world. You could be making some good revenue. But I always like to level set with people that cash flow is king, right? Put things into perspective. Some of the largest companies in the world still take out loans.
Will you repeat that, please? Yeah, please repeat that, because I don't think they heard you in the back. Repeat it.
Multi-billion dollar companies take out loans because they want to preserve their cash flow. Okay? So if you are not making multi-billion dollars and you believe that your business does not need to have access to capital, then you are sadly mistaken. So I can say a whole soapbox about this, but the one other thing I want to say is that it helps bridge the gap from where you are to where you are trying to be. So a lot of businesses come to me and they say, I want to grow my business. And a lot of times that means that you have to invest more money in revenue-generating activities. Well, it is a formula that you should have a percentage of your money being invested based on the amount of money that you want to make. You should invest a certain percentage of that into revenue generating activities. But if you are trying to make a certain amount of money and you are not there yet, what are you going to use to fill that gap? So credit fills that gap.
Yes. And I think it's and one thing that you kind of touched on, and we want to, you know, touch on this as well, just like, you know, in your personal finances, because you mentioned it, like, we know in our personal finances, I could be making all the money in the world, but if I have more money going out than coming in, you know, we know, even with our personal finances. So even when you talk about the business finances as well, you know, of course, there's that responsibility that goes along with it. You know, if I'm doing business credit, if I'm doing business loans, we know there's a responsibility when it comes to ensuring that you're paying it back, and, you know, all that stuff like that. But we're just and we're taking in consideration that we know and understand, you know, there is still that responsibility that kind of goes along with establishing the business credit and all that awesome stuff. But I think it was very powerful when you mentioned that the big corporations do it as well to help with that flow. So that's powerful. Okay, so now, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say a huge thing kind of to what you mentioned is one of the my platforms and kind of why I do things a little bit differently than a lot of other people who just keep business credit is because, to your exact point, like, you can have a whole bunch of business credit, but if you're not making the money to pay it back, then it doesn't mean anything. So that's why I really focus on, like, let's show you how to get business credit, but then let me show you how to reinvest it into your business so that you are creating more revenue.
Exactly. Because she said that. She said that earlier. Yes, I will help you, you know, be able to, you know, she said the strategy and the funding. So once again, it is a two-way street. Yes, I can show you how to do this, but, like, I want to show you how to reinvest it in your business, too. I love it. It's just because you mentioned stats. So you mentioned stats a little bit earlier. So I'm just going to mention just a couple of Kendra's stats, you know, with her helping over 1,000 business owner secure funding with her program. So Kendra has a program that she's going to talk to us about just a little bit later. Her clients have been able to secure over $15 million in business funding in just 2019. And Kendra personally has been able to close over $1 billion. Did you hear me say billion with a B? in business loans. So, you know, when it comes to bringing in the experts, that's why I do what I do. Because with Kendra being able to kind of speak to us from her expertise and her skill set when it comes to helping us kind of establish that business credit. So Kendra, and, you know, once again, we know you can't go into everything, but kind of touch a little bit with, we know the importance of why, you know, having business credit can certainly help, especially us as small businesses. But, you know, what are some of the basics when it comes to us actually getting business established? Like, what are some of the basic things that we need to take into consideration to actually help us start establishing business credit?
For sure. So I'm going to say something that's going to sound super basic, but this is the hardest part of building business credit. Businesses have to start looking like an actual business on paper in real life. You know, there are so many things that when we get into the business arena, we get super excited. We, like, may go file with the Secretary of State. We get a logo and we get a business card, and we're like, hey, we're a business. And in real life, you're not. One of the things that, you know, I can tell people, and it's not the sexy stuff. So, like I said, the sexy stuff comes later. But creating what I call in my program your credible lending persona. And that is, if you want to be able to be funded like a large company, like the large corporations get funded, you have to appear as if you are one, regardless of whether you're one or not. So this comes with a lot of different things. You know, having an actual commercial business address, whether it is a true commercial address or a virtual address, having a commercial business phone system, even if it is a virtual office phone system, not Google Voice. That I have a segment that I talk about calling Keeping Your Story Straight, making sure that all of your business documentation matches from start to finish. So the same information that you filed with the Secretary of State should be the same information that the IRS has, should be the same information that shows up on Google, Facebook, Instagram, Yelp, you know, choose your own adventure for all of these business directories. But that is how your business needs to show up. I also want to say, like, having a voice for your business and being consistent in making sure that your business is on the radar. this is where a lot of people fall down. If you think about, if I were to Google your business right now and you don't pop up and I'm a lender, I don't think you are a credible business. And the same thing goes for when you are trying to make decisions. When you're making decisions on who you want to do business with, if they don't come up on Google, if they don't have a website, if they don't have a Facebook business page, like, you're like, who are these people? I don't want to do business with them.
Okay, first of all, Kendra, you're stepping on some toes. So I guess I should warn them about that as well. And so you just said a whole lot in that statement. So I kind of want to peel back some of the layers of what you just said, just so people get. First of all,
you got me on the soapbox.
She can go all day. So, Kendra, okay, a couple of things that you said. You know, people that are running around, they have their logo. You said they filed with the state, and they're like, geez, I have a business. Kendra's like, wait a minute. You know, yes, your logo is awesome. Okay, whatever. You know, you filed with the state. But then you mentioned a couple of things. She said, you know, and I love how you kind of brought it back to perspective when you mentioned Google and how we Google everything. And so if it doesn't look legit on when we do our Google search, it's like, okay, no. And so you're saying the same thing when it comes to lenders. Like, we have to look like a corporate, like how you said, like a large corporation, even if we're not at this point. So you kind of mentioned a couple of things. So you mentioned, like, okay, having a commercial phone number. Not Google Voice. Mm-hmm. So that just stepped on some people's toes. So I'm like, look, Kendra, I got a Google Voice number. So kind of break that down when it comes to having this commercial phone. What do you mean by that?
So if you think about when you call a company that you want to do business with, and I think the easiest way is to think about it is, what are the things that you were looking for in a company when you were doing business with them? Those are the same thing lenders are looking for. So if you were to call your doctor's office to make an appointment and they were like, hey, this is Google Voice, leave your name at the tone, like, you probably choose another doctor's office. Those are the same things that lenders are looking for. So when I say have a commercial phone system, you need to have a system, and some vendors that I recommend are Global Voice Direct, Freedom Voice, eVoice. They all have very affordable monthly virtual phone services. So they will actually give you a landline phone number, and that number can be listed in the 411 directory, which is also super important for business credit. And that number can actually ring to your cell phone. So you don't have to actually have a physical landline phone, but you have the appearance that you have one.
I love that. And so Kendra, she just dropped some resources. So I'm going to have Kendra repeat what she just said. So she said, you know, we could have the commercial phone. What were those companies that you mentioned again, just so those people that are writing this down?
Sure. So Global Voice Direct is one company. And there's a quick hack with Global Voice Direct, because they will also report a $7,500 credit line to your business credit report if you do business with them. So you're twofold. You are building business credit, and you're creating your credible lending persona. So that's one. The second one is Freedom Voice. Freedom Voice is a good option. They are also super affordable. The third one is eVoice. eVoice is also a super affordable option for a virtual business phone.
I love it. Okay, so Kendra broke it down. She's like, okay, commercial phone. You guys make sure you're not using your Google Voice, and you made such a relevant point. If I call my doctor's office, I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, I need commercial phone. Okay, and then you mentioned something about a commercial address. So it's not to my house, or can I use, like, UPS store type of thing?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I am so sorry. So think about the same, like, we're still the same person that's searching for a business to do business with. So if I Google, let's use the doctor's office again. If I Google my doctor and the UPS store showed up as his address, I would probably not want to do business. Or if his house showed up, I'm like, I'm not going to anybody's house. Right? So it is a perception that we have to have, that we have the appearance of a large business. But if you're not there yet in your business, and I get a lot of people that are homepreneurs, I have an office space that I rarely go into. I love my home office more. But if you were to Google the Boss Architect, you are going to see my commercial face.
Gotcha.
And so a hack for that if you're not ready for a full commercial space yet, is to do a virtual office. And these are super cool because what happens with a virtual office, and I'll give a couple of recommendations in a second, but if you go with the right virtual office provider, you get the anonymity, meaning that because they rent out private offices as well and they have virtual offices, no one can tell the difference between whether you are actually renting out a private office there or whether you actually just have a virtual office.
I love it.
And so, yeah, so if you say you have a virtual office with one of the providers and I Google your business, that nice high rise, you know, in the middle of downtown somewhere is going to pop up when I Google your business address.
Wow. See, I love that. Okay, so we understand the reason why I need this commercial address. And then you mentioned a couple of resources. So just drop a couple of places I can go to help me get my virtual office set up.
Sure. So you can look at DaVinci.
Okay.
DaVinci is the office, a virtual office provider, and Opus, O-P-U-S. They're a provider that has some all-inclusive pricing that works really well for small businesses.
I love it. Okay, so you guys, DaVinci, so is that D-I-V-I-N-C-I?
D-A-V-I-N-C-I. Yep.
Okay, look, I used to teach math. I'm like, look, I want to language arts teacher. Okay, DaVinci, D-A, gotcha. And then you mentioned Opus, O-P-U-S.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you guys, that was just two little nuggets that Kendra gave us when it comes to establishing business credit and, like, the reason why. So she said, make sure you have a commercial phone. Make sure you have a commercial address. And once again, because when the lenders are Googling you, they want to make sure that, hey, you know, we're going to give this perception. I like what you said, give that perception of a large corporation, even if right now we're not quite there yet. And so you mentioned, you know, with the Google phone, it shows up in the 411 listing. And so you guys, when I tell you those two little things right there, those are great ways to get us started. And so, Kendra, believe it or not, we are out of time. And so I know, yes, literally people are sitting on the edge of their seats like, okay, no, babe, we can't hear right here. So, Kendra, please share with us how we can keep in contact or how we can actually reach out to you. So what's your website, your email, your social media handles?
Sure. So you guys can find me at www.kendrajlewis.com or thebossarchitect.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Boss Architect. And you can reach out to me via email at hello@thebossarchitect.com.
Awesome. So, Kendra, repeat that email and the website for us just one more time.
Sure. The email is hello@thebossarchitect.com, and the website is www.thebossarchitect.com.
Yes, yes. Kendra, thank you so much for hopping on and just hopping in here and just having this conversation with us. Kendra, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. I had a blast.
Yes, thank you so much. And we will have more right after these messages.
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more Talking Business with Beverly.
Hello, and welcome back to Talking Business with Beverly. I am your host and business strategist, Beverly Wathauer. And so we just had an amazing conversation with Kendra Lewis. When I tell you when it comes to establishing business credit, that was so powerful. And so now we're moving into the portion of the show that I call, you know, Beverly's six-figure framework tip of the day. And so this is just a time where I kind of share with you, you know, the resources, the strategies, the tips that I share with my clients on helping them and the things that I've used to move my business into the six-figure realm in less than a year. And so, you know, always, you know, when you tune in, make sure you have your paper and pencil. And so now, this part right here, we're just going to talk about a couple of things during this time, some, once again, tips and strategies that you can implement, especially if you have a service-based business. Then these are certainly some things that you can take and use in your own business to grow your business to that six-figure and beyond mark in your business. And so this is something that very recently working on with some clients and some strategies in those things where we've kind of implemented them and they've seen amazing results in their business. And so I said I wanted to take some time and just kind of share, and this is a live that I did recently as well, and kind of, you know, you guys getting back to some of the basics when it comes to your business. And it's funny because Kendra mentioned this as well in her conversation. So I'm like, wow, we were definitely on the same wavelength. And you guys, when it comes to your business and kind of looking at what you're doing on a daily, what I call, you know, what we call the daily revenue generating activities, they boil down to a few things. And so what you want to ask yourself is, you know, are the activities that I'm doing, are they moving me toward my revenue goal? Are they allowing me to be able to generate revenue, you know, this day, you know, over the next couple of days, this week? Because I love for my clients, those that are in my Facebook group, I say, hey, we have a goal that, you know, you're going to generate revenue monthly in your business. And then my clients that come to me and work with me in a group capacity, I'm like, okay, you guys, we're making money weekly. And then those clients that come to me on a private basis where I work with them one-on-one, I'm like, okay, what are we doing to generate revenue on a daily basis? And so you guys, as entrepreneurs, you know, that having that revenue come in on a daily basis is amazing. And so that's what we kind of want to look at, you know, when it comes to the daily revenue generating activities. And so they kind of fall into those three areas. And so for me, when it comes to the daily revenue generating activities, I take it, you know, I'm making the assumption that you have something out there that people want. So, you know, whether or not it's service-based or product-based, like you have something that people want. Do you have that, your offer, whatever your offer is? So I'm kind of taking that into consideration that as entrepreneurs, we have something that we're putting out there and that we're offering that our ideal clients want. And so that's going to be key. We're making that assumption. So one, when it comes to that daily revenue generating activities, do you have an offer that your ideal client wants? Okay, so yes. Now, what is your strategy that you have to drive leads, you know, to bring in leads to your business? So what are you doing to bring in the leads? So you have the offer, you have that, whether or not it's service-based or product-based. Okay, I have something that they want. Okay, what am I going to do to drive a lead? So, you know, customers, clients, what am I going to do to bring the people in? So these people are going to be prospective clients or potential clients. What are you doing to bring those people in? And then once you bring them in, what is your strategy to actually convert them into paying clients, you guys? Because sometimes we can get hung up on social media. Oh, my gosh, I have 1,000 followers. Oh, my gosh, this post had 1,500 clicks. But are people actually buying it? And when I say clicks, I mean likes or whatever. Are people actually buying from you? We don't get caught up in the vanity. Don't get caught up in the numbers. You can have all of these people that are following you and liking and commenting, but are you able to convert that into sales? So, you guys, you want to remember that with this process and with your clients, and I talk about this all the time, you want to remember that when it comes to those people that you're bringing into your space, your leads, remember only 3% of them are ready to buy from you now. Like only 3% are just like, okay, wait a minute, okay, I'm ready to buy right now. Like, Bev, here's my credit card. Bev, here's my car. Here's my money. Here's the cash. Here's the debit card. What do I do to pay you? Like only 3% of those people are actually ready to buy from you now. So that's one thing. Like, yes, okay, I'm bringing those people in. Yeah, you know, I can close those people, but what about the other 97%? Like, what are you doing for those other 97% that you're bringing into your space, those leads? What are you doing? So you want to ask yourself, you know, those people that come to you ready to buy, those people are awesome. We certainly want those people, and there's nothing wrong with those people that are ready to buy. But then you have those people that are, you know, they're kind of, you know, they're aware that there's an issue. So they may not be sure of what the problem is, but they're aware that, you know what, the way that I'm living right now, this is foul. Or the way, you know, what's going on in my business, this is foul. This is not, you know, how God created me to live or how God created my business to be. Like, you know, so they're aware that something needs to change. They may not be sure of what that change should be, but they are actively aware that there is a problem. And then you have those people that are like, okay, yeah, there's a problem and I need to fix it. There's a problem, then I need to fix it. So they're kind of like, okay, what do I need to do to fix this thing? It's like, there's a problem and I need to figure out, like, yesterday what to do to fix it. So once again, you have those people like, yeah, Bev, you are the person, I'm ready, what do I need to do to sign up with you? And then once again, there are people out there that they're looking for the solution. They're looking for the solution to their problem. They're actively out there looking and say, okay, I need to fix this. I need to fix this yesterday. And then there are the people out there that are like, okay, this is not right. Like, something's not right with this. I know this is not it. And so once again, so they're aware that there's a problem. And so you guys, that's where the 97% is, those people that are in that space. And so for you,
you know, when it comes to the daily revenue generating activities, what you want to keep in mind, you know, with you once again bringing in those leads and having that offer and being able to convert. So once again, a part of that has to do with the education side. So you're educating the 90%. Once again, the 3%, you know, you're showing up daily for those 3% so that they know. And so when you're showing up for them, you're letting them know, hey, I know you have that problem. And hey, this offer that I have, this is going to solve it. This is how it's going to solve it. And this is what you need to do to buy it. So they know what to do. So they know what to do to buy it. So whether or not it's them clicking on a link, whether or not it's them, you know, you having a conversation with them, whether or not it's you coming in, if you have a brick and mortar and they're coming into the store to buy whatever. So, you know, you're letting them know this is what you need to do to get the answer to your problem. So those people that are ready to buy from you now, hey, you address those people on a daily basis. If you're looking to make revenue on a daily basis, address them and let them know what they can do to buy from you. A lot of us, we don't let people know that they can buy. We're all into the inspiration and the motivation and the, hey, you got this, and here's a scripture for that, and here's a quote for this. But once again, we don't let them know how we can buy, and we're doing them a huge, 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 did I say huge, disservice. So once again, on a daily, let them know what you can, what they can do to buy from you. Well, Bev, you know, isn't that too much? Am I not going over the top if I let people know how they can buy from me every day? Think about it like this. Stores are open. Those stores are to open up every day. They're open every day because people have a problem that they solve every day. So they don't say, you know what? Well, since I was open yesterday, I'm not going to open up today because I was open yesterday. So I don't want them to feel like I'm selling it. Like, you don't have an issue with that. So then why do you now have an issue with you letting people know on a daily basis how you can serve them, what they need to do to buy from you? So once again, so take that out of your mind. Now, of course, and I say this all the time, it's not every single second, every single minute of the day is buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff, buy my stuff. But once again, there are other things that they do. So even with those stores that are open on a daily basis, there are things that they do on, you know, on a daily basis that's not just buy my stuff, but they do other things that kind of educate you as well. So, you know, once again, the 3%, we got them covered. Now, once again, like I said, the other 97%, what are you doing daily to kind of let them know, hey, I have a solution? This is still part of the game plan. This is still part of the daily revenue generating activities, because sometimes people feel like, well, Bev, you know, I shouldn't have to do anything more than just let them know to buy my stuff. No, once again, we have to educate people on, you know, because remember I said there are people where they're just like, okay, something has to change. They're not 100% sure of what they need to do next, but they know something has to change. So we can educate them to let them know that, hey, I do have a solution for you. And then once again, those people that are actively pursuing, we need to know, they need to know why buy from you versus someone else is doing the exact same thing. Because I don't know of too many businesses that are out there where there isn't at least one other person than doing what you are doing. They may not do it exactly the same way that you're doing it, but they have that same general idea. So you want to, when you're educating them, showing them why you over that other person. And so that's a part of the education piece as well. So you want to ask yourself, remember, it's all the strategy. So do you have a strategy in place, once again, to hook in and bring in those people that are ready to buy now? Do you have a strategy in place when it comes to educating the people in that other 97%, those people that are aware that there's an issue, they just don't, you know, they know that they have to change something. And then those people that know they have an issue and they're actively pursuing, they're actually on the search to figure out what they need to do or who they need to work with or what they need to buy to actually fix the problem. And so once again, that comes with the education piece. And so you can educate people. I'll give you a couple of tips. You know, you can educate people about what it is that you do and how you serve other people in a plethora of ways. So I only give you a few, but just know that there are multiple ways of doing this. And once again, these are the strategies, these are the things that I show, you know, my clients about what to do and how to do it. And this is really and truly because people will ask me all the time, you know, Bev, how are your clients, your coaching clients getting such quick results? And it's because we focus on these revenue generating activities. This is the reason why. So when I tell you my clients closed $11,000 in 4 days, they're closing $100,000 contracts, they're closing $5,000 deals. So because of these things, we get laser focused on these three building blocks. Once again, making sure we have an amazing offer, making sure that they have a consistent way to drive those leads in, and then once again, being able to convert. So like we were talking about, how do I educate my people or how do I educate a potential client on what it is? So you guys, first and foremost, make sure, are you crystal clear on who you serve and the results you help people get?
who you serve, and the results you help people get. Be crystal clear with that, because that's going to help you with the education side of what it is that you do. So once again, being crystal clear on who you serve and the results you help people get. Some of the other things that you want to keep in mind when it comes to educating is what makes you the expert in what it is that you do. Why you? Why you? Because once again, there are other people that sell what you sell, but why you? What makes you so different? And so that is a time for you to talk about what you bring to the table. And once again, the fact that what you bring to the table, and the fact that either you've gone through the process yourself, so it was something that you were able to help you get yourself results with, or you've helped other people get results, so you were able to get results, you were able to help other people get results. So being able to talk about, that's what makes you the expert. You being able to, first of all, you have a skill set in what it is that you do. And a lot of us, we discount, but think back to the schooling that you had, the training, the jobs that you had, the careers, all of that stuff. Look at what you do and how you kind of excel. And it's usually those things that come so easily to you. Those are usually things you really want to tap into and see, how can I use this skill set to now apply it in my business? How can I use this skill set? How can I use this training that I did, that boring training that you had to sit in? But that was the time to kind of use that, to use that skill set in your business, and to once again step up and show up as the expert. So you guys, that's part of that education piece. So once again, just talking about how you help your clients. So talk about that journey. Like I said, how you use your skill set to help other people or even help yourself to get that result. Because a lot of people, they like to be able to see the possibility. So when you're able to see, hey, this is what I'm skilled at, this is what makes me skilled, you guys, this is the time to quote-unquote brag. I know a lot of you guys, I don't like to brag. But once again, you guys, it's not bragging. It's you being confident in the skills that you have, the God-given skills. God gave you those abilities. God allowed you to be able to hone in and craft those skills. So why would you not? Why would you be afraid? Once again, when we go on a job interview or when we're going up for that promotion, we don't have an issue with highlighting our skill sets. So once again, why do you dim your own light in your business? Come on now. Keep it in perspective. Keep it in perspective. Okay? So like I said, being able to really highlight your skill set and showing what it is and how you got to this space, and that's amazing. And also being able to talk about how you've helped others. So talk about the journey. Where did that person start? Where were they before they came to you, and kind of what did you do to help them on their journey? People want to be able to see that, because sometimes, especially when we're looking at social media, everyone's life is perfect and it's all good and no one makes mistakes and all that stuff. But it's awesome to be able to show people where they started and kind of where they are right now in the process and in their journey, so that they can see, well, hey, if she did it for that person, if she was able to help that person, then I know she can help me. So that type of thing. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with you sharing that journey. And so I always talk about, if you're able to share, and these are testimonials. So being able to share that testimonial, so whether or not it's a written testimonial, share it. It's better if that person, that person shares their name. But sometimes it's an intimate thing, or it's something where people may not want to reveal their name. That's fine. So you may ask, well, hey, can I use your initials? That way they have that, they're anonymous. Or you could just say, hey, I had a client that did X. So you guys, some of you guys, well, I can't share the testimonial because people, no, that just means you can't put their name on there. But that's fine. There's still other ways for you to share their testimonials. So once again, a written testimonial is amazing. Or if you can get them to do a video testimonial, that's even more powerful, because we know the power in video. So if they're able to do a video testimonial, that's even better. Or if you can get them to do a case study where you actually kind of like, case study is almost like interview style. That's even more powerful, where they get to share the journey themselves and actually people get to see you interacting and engaging with that person. So that is another way for you to educate that other 97%. So once again, you showing up and talking about your skill set and what makes you an expert in what you're doing, you being crystal clear on who you serve and the results you help people get, and then you also kind of showing them the results of your clients, those testimonials, those are amazing ways to educate that 97%. And like I said, that all leads to and moves people through when it comes to their buyer's journey, and then being able to kind of educate those people when it comes to your daily revenue generating activities. Well, that is all that I have. So once again, this is Bev's Six Figure Framework Tip of the Day. And so you guys, like I said, These are just amazing ways to help you scale your business. And so if you have any other questions, definitely feel free to email me at Beverly@BeverlyWathour.com. My website is www.BeverlyWathour.com. And my social media handles, you guessed it, Beverly Wathour. So until next time, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Talking Business with Beverly. Join us again.